On Capitol Hill, the Senate Armed Services Committee is set to start a new round of hearings on the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal. They'll be hearing from the authors of several recent reports out of the Pentagon. Some human rights advocates complain that while the proliferation of reports and investigations creates the impression that the issue has been thoroughly examined, there are major gaps. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
On the eve of the latest Abu Ghraib hearings, Alyssa Massimino of Human Rights First said she's worried that U.S. officials are losing momentum in investigating the prisoner abuse scandal.
I do fear that the hearings tomorrow will be framed by some in the administration and in Congress as a time to close the book on all of this, that there have been a number of investigations, we've learned a number of important things, and now it's time to get back to business. And I think that would be a terrible mistake.
Her advocacy group released its own report today that says the investigations carried out so far have all been limited in scope. This criticism was buttressed by 8 retired admirals and generals who wrote a letter to President Bush urging him to set up an independent commission to fill in the gaps. Among the signatories was retired Admiral John Hudson, who says there have been too many investigations.
When you do that, you run the risk, almost inevitably, of creating cracks through which important issues will fall. The investigations overlap, they disagree, and in the end, you're left with a hodgepodge of not much.
Hudson, now dean of the Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire, says investigations have focused too much on low-level military personnel. He believes the United States needs what he called a God's-eye view of all the players, including private contractors and other government agencies in the field.
One of the great strengths of the military is the chain of command, but it's also a potential weakness because what starts at the top falls like a rock down the chain of command. And when you insert the contractors, or for that matter, the CIA, then you end up with a confused chain of command, and the Lindy Englands of the world don't know exactly what is expected of them.
Human Rights First says that while all the major Pentagon reports point to the use of contractors as a problem area, none recommend a moratorium on them while the investigations continue. The issue of ghost detainees, those kept secret from the International Committee for the Red Cross, is another issue raised in the Pentagon reports, but not examined completely because investigators couldn't question the CIA. Retired General James Cullen, who now practices law in New York, says independent investigators need to look beyond the Pentagon, including to the authors of controversial legal memos that muddied the waters.
We have absolute confidence in the military justice system. We know that the institutions will want to self-correct themselves, but some of the bad things that have happened have originated because of policy problems that are at a higher level than the Department of Defense. That's what we want to see corrected.
One member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed, said today that he, too, was disappointed that the numerous reports have left so many gaps. He's supporting the idea of setting up an independent commission, but advocates know it's an uphill battle, with the Senate and the White House distracted by election year politics. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.